And with me today are the Speaker of the House, the Senate President, also Rashern Baker, County Executive of Prince George's County, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake from the greatest city in America, the city of Baltimore, John Boardman with Unite Here, Vance Ayers with the D.C. Building Trades, Pat Moran, AFSCME, Rich Powell, AFL-CIO, Donna Edwards, AFL-CIO, and Terry Cavanaugh of the Service Employees International Union. I want, as well as you can see, many others. I appreciate you all joining us today, members of the media, and I wanted to let you know that I have made a decision to call a special session dedicated to resolving the lingering issues around Maryland gaming, and to call that session on August 9th. As we all know, there is no progress without jobs, and by addressing these lingering issues, we have the ability to actually together create thousands of new construction jobs in our state, as well as 2,000 additional permanent jobs, and these are jobs that pay decent family-supporting wages. Progress is a choice, and job creation is a choice. Maximizing the return on Maryland gaming to keep Maryland dollars in Maryland, this too is a choice. And all of us know very, very well how divisive this issue can be for us and for our General Assembly. And that is why I want us to resolve this issue now. On August 9th, we will be calling a special session to resolve this issue now. It will not only allow us to move forward with the creation of additional needed jobs in our state, it will also allow us to be able to realize fairly quickly approximately $100 million in additional revenues for Maryland's number one ranked public schools. The compromise that we are putting forward will create certainty and predictability in the marketplace. It will protect the local city and county aid that's already being generated at current sites, and it will ensure that authorized facilities, Mayor, like the one already authorized in Baltimore City, is able to move forward and to be built. It will also allow the people of Prince George's County, County Executive, the ability to decide for themselves at the ballot whether they want the benefits of a sixth location in their county for the benefit of their county revenue base and the important things that I know you are managing through these difficult times. Look, none of these issues is new. There's been a lot of debate for years and years and years. There's been a lot of talk. It's time now to act and time to put this issue behind us so that we can move forward on the other important issues that confront us as a state. It's time to create the thousands of needed jobs. It's time to maximize funding from gaming for Maryland public education. There is no progress without jobs. And let's put this issue behind us so that all of us can move forward together. Let me now call on my colleagues in public service to say a couple words, beginning with Senate President Miller.
Thank you.